All right, y'all. This is your boy D Money hitting you with a third episode of the A Lot of Fashion podcast. We got our intelligent, beautiful model, Amber. She's here. She's also a nutritionist. She, you know, also has a lot of knowledge on different things as well, as far as, you know, your day-to-day lives. So we're going to get into that and a whole lot more. Make sure that you guys, you know, check out our, you know, pop-ups that we're having, you know, every 2 weeks. We're going to have, you know, live DJ, food, fashion, and we're going to have a setup every 2 weeks different from the next. So make sure you support, make sure you check out our, you know, our new collection, Build a Throne. It's recently been out, but we got a whole lot of new stuff that's coming in store as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that as well. And like I said, visualize your purpose and support. Now, to get into the beautiful Amber, when did you first decide to become a nutritionist and a model?
Oh, that's a big question. So, all right, just to give you a little backstory. So I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 16.
Wow.
So I'm currently 13 years in remission.
Congratulations.
I had my last surgery December 2021, so not that long ago.
Right.
8 surgeries within 13 years of remission. So pretty much my health is kind of what sparked my curiosity for like nutrition and everything, my health and wellness.
Right, that's understandable.
Yeah, and also modeling too, because the way I was viewing myself and growing up,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really see beauty or understand what I was going through, looking from the outside, the inside out versus from the outside in. So having modeling on the forefront, looking from the outside in, I was able to capture or have photographers capture moments of me that I never thought I could
possible.
See, yeah, like
right.
The beauty and stuff.
And gave you the vision that you needed of yourself.
Yeah, so that it gave me confidence to, and also learn how to love myself more.
Right.
So that kind of made me just like, oh, I kind of like this. Like,
right.
And I'm weird enough to do some weird shit in front of people. Like, this is cool. Like, you know.
But no, I definitely, you know, I mean, because, you know, of course, I got a model for my own brands and like, I feel like that too. It's like a self-expression type
mm-hmm.
thing where you gotta, you know, have fun with it. Like, you gotta be in the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, I get that. That's pretty dope. How that happened for you too, though.
Yeah.
What is your, you know, signature content that you like to put out? What's, like, the message that you want people to hear and, you know, a lot of people love to listen?
I feel like, so with my business page, of course, it's nutrition.
Right.
I'm plant-based. Vegan is the term that we use, but I'm not trying to convert people to be vegan,
right.
But I do want people to expand and learn.
Exactly.
So with my business page, I mostly put like health and wellness pretty
right,
much
right.
out there. I can meal prep for you juice or things like that. But for that, it's like the content that I'm trying to create is to be self-sustainable and to be food is medicine, you are what you eat. That's the message.
Right.
So, like, instead of pharmacy, big pharma, and all that, hospitals don't work unless you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the goal is to step away from that.
Right.
Get
right.
back to the traditional things like herbal medicine and things like that. Like, we shouldn't be doing, like, being on medicine, opioids, narcotics. Like, none of that shit really is good for ourselves. It's like putting a band-aid over a wound. So the content that I'm trying to create, because I've been stopping
right
because I'm back in school for sustainable farming and agriculture, so but then I gave myself 3 years time to be able to grow and like sell my own food and also teach and stuff
right.
So that's the content that I'm actually going to put more on my business page.
Okay. That's actually good content too.
Yeah, so like
it actually expands on the knowledge that you're trying to express.
Yeah, and I finished school January 2024, so you know my business page is kind of on a pause. Thank you.
Right.
So it's like until I really get what you know I'm trying to do and actually capture everything, and I want to do it step by step because people think like, oh, you need all this stuff to start. You could do a window garden.
Mm-hmm.
So you could grow tomatoes, cucumbers, like little stuff. Even if you got like a little backyard space, like
mm-hmm.
you could pop something outside. Hopefully the squirrels don't get to it, but. You can do stuff. You can start small. You don't have to. It's not a crazy science to grow.
I was about to say, that's how my grandfather fed 9 kids off of a little, you know, garden in the backyard. They ended up feeding the whole neighborhood.
Word. Yeah, and it's like, to me, gardening or just farming is a lost art. It's something that our parents and parents' parents did, and it's something we don't even control anymore. We just go to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. We let somebody else provide it for us.
Right.
And what they provide going to school for nutrition is not...
Right, it's not really for you. It's just
Some of it's not real food. Like, right. We were talking earlier, like, growing up, like, GMO was a rare thing. Mm-hmm. GMO is the only thing. And seeded and real fruit is a rare thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that shit switched?
Mm-hmm.
We overpopulated. So, oh, yeah, GMO is a great idea because it's preserved. It lasts longer. No. It's about to be GMO people walking around. Right? We're already about to be an iRobot, but that's another story. That's another topic.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. So, for my personal page, I put my modeling on there. And I also try to promote body positivity and just health and wellness, too. Like, I'm a cyclist. I did a bike-a-thon last year. I did 100 miles. Ooh. I did from Ben Franklin Bridge to Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Goodness.
Batesville? Yeah, that shit was wild. And I have a single speed bike, so I was just pulling no gears. I thought I was psychotic, but I did it, and I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you. I already know how that feels. I used to ride bikes, too. But yeah, no, single speed?
Single speed. Crazy. But right. it was my first love. Like, when I graduated college, I didn't have a car, and my bike was my mobility. So, like, when I was doing some of my business, I would do it on my bike. Like, if I'm biking, I'll do Grubhub, like, whatever I did. That was my bread and butter, so... Definitely, you know, turn that struggle into a positivity, because it's like, yeah, I was on a bike, but it was actually a cool thing too, because when I was depressed, when I was angry, upset, biking got me through that shit, especially on a bike with no gears. You trying to bike up a hill with no gears?
No.
The hardest thing to do.
Yes.
But it was, you know, mentally it saved me. So like on my personal page, on my Earthly Fire page, I do the modeling, and I just try to keep it authentic and real, just because it's like, I'm human just like you. I'm flawed. I'm very flawed, you know.
Sure.
But you can still find beauty and health and wellness in it all. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't gotta be a victim of your own life.
Makes sense. That's totally true.
Sorry, it was all deep.
No, that's for real though. I mean, people need to hear that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's something very important.
When the J. Cole said, he said...
What'd he say?
Nobody life is better than yours.
Exactly.
It's beauty in the struggle.
And you gotta take something from it.
Yeah.
How do you describe your overall routine for creating, you know, your business? How you come up with things? What you see is natural?
I feel like coming up with content to me is probably the hardest, because I'm not really focused on that. I'm more focused on my growth and my knowledge. So I'm not really focused on the content. Like, I just learned how to create a reel. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Because I don't be on social media.
Like, I'm on social media, but I'm on it for things that I want to know. Like, if I'm looking at other farmers,
mm-hmm.
and like techniques they used, or like certain technology they're using, or if I'm on it for like nutrition things, or like juicing, or looking at like a business that help you create labels or something like that. That's what I use my social media for. I'm not on there for trends, fads, or just trying to follow what somebody else is doing.
Content
in that way is like, it's on a back burner, because I'm really trying to perfect the information that I'm obtaining.
I will say you got to get out there first.
No, I definitely got to get out there. That's why the business page is already made. My business is almost 3 years old now. So that's good. I'm still expanding on that.
Right,
so.
But no, it's definitely good that you are in a space of research first.
Yeah.
Especially with what you're talking about, because, you know, you can't just be saying anything to somebody, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to their livelihood.
No.
So, like, I feel like that's very important,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with, like you said, the food that we're eating today, and also just for the simple fact that we do need to better the situations that we have, you know?
Yeah, so like right now on my content, I probably just post modeling on my personal page, but on my story, I will post more like my cycling, like what I'm eating, or like cool things to check out. Just because it's like, it's not a solid thing that I'm trying to like push.
Right, but you at the same time, it's authentic.
Yeah.
I get it.
So it still keeps people engaged, but it's not like, damn, where'd she go? Now she's just popping out talking about all this shit.
Right, it's consistent. I get it. No, that's good too, though. I mean, at least it's consistent. You know what I'm saying? Consistent content. People can stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing you wish, you had when you began your career?
I wish I focused more on my intuition and not feeling like, so when you graduate college, unfortunately, I wish I didn't even go to college. I'm not telling people not to get an education or nothing like that, but I didn't want to be in debt for what I want to do. I feel like the things that I'm learning now, I could have just saved way more money. And also just getting a job, because like I work and I'm like, you know, changed my job multiple times, and I don't have a mentality to be a follower. I'm a leader naturally. I'm alpha, omega if anything. So, and I know that because like people always tell me, you don't have the mentality to work for somebody else. You got to get to a point where you doing your own thing. And I know that. So it's like, I feel like I should have just, I wish I would have just took like my entrepreneur classes like more like serious, instead of just focusing on, oh, I need to do this so I can get a job. Like not being so brainwashed. I feel like I just wish I would have trust more of my
instincts.
Because I questioned everything, but I just didn't question that. Because like when you graduate in college and you don't really got nowhere to go, you're like, oh, I got to get a job so I can get a roof over my head. When you under pressure and, you know, stress, you're not thinking logically sometimes. You're thinking through emotion. I was being a female. You know what I'm saying? Like a full-hearted female. And I wasn't thinking through logic. I was thinking through emotion.
But nah, I definitely can attest to that. Not in the same sense, but as far as business class, I took business my first semester of college. I dropped out. But what I will say is this, my business teacher said this the first day of class. I don't know why y'all here. The best education is out there. So that's once, deep. Right, so once y'all get that, then you'll understand business. But otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to business 101, right?
Right, yeah, exactly what she said. But otherwise, that was the last day I was in her class, and I still passed somehow. I don't know how, but. But yeah, that was the last day I was in her class. But yeah, like that's what it is. Business is all about, you know, experience. It's not about, you know, some type of education. Yeah, you need some education. That's why the library is there. Just in case you need to understand something.
But even books sometimes can be tricky. Like, that's why I said, like, my intuition. Like, you can have literature and it can be written in a... Right. Image or knowledge that's biased.
Well, you just gotta pay attention.
That's mostly. What I'm saying. Yeah, read between the lines, of course. Always question and always look into things more. Like, you shouldn't just have things face value, like, oh, it said this, so this must be true. Like,
right.
No, books lie too.
It's just like as simple as, you know, why your kid is on their phone instead of the TV or in your face. It's because they took us away from the TV and turned it into the phone. So that's why now your kids are possessed instead of listening to what you have to say.
Right, you don't have to do that though. That's the thing. Like, I don't know. I didn't get my first cell phone until I was a senior in high school. Like, my mom was very on. My mom was a veteran, so she was in the military. She was very strict.
I got mine in middle school.
I grew up thinking, like, she was, like, mean, always mean. But now that I have, like, that discipline, that structure.
Right.
I feel like a lot of kids now just don't have discipline and structure because it's babies raising babies.
Right.
So it's easier to give a phone to a child because you don't feel like being bothered because the parents still growing themselves. Not saying our parents wasn't still growing and learning themselves, but
they understood.
They understood
the process of where they, you know, where they're at, where you're at, and what needs to be said and what doesn't need to be said.
Versus just having a baby to have a baby.
Right. And just living.
Right. And collecting this money, right?
Right. Collecting, not getting.
Correct. Not working for it.
What advice would you give someone wanting to pursue a career similar to yours?
For nutrition, definitely do your own research. Be able to disassociate your personal agenda, like your emotion, with what you're receiving. Because I was always the type of person, like I said, I questioned everything. Like, if anything, I'm rebellious, or I was always the person that spoke out or challenged my professor. I had a few professors told me to keep that mentality. But definitely, when you really want to know the truth, it's not easy to digest. So you have to have a strong mental
capacity.
to be able to do it. And, you know, don't be fooled, because like I said, like the USDA, the FDA, the CDC, all them niggas is corrupt. Like the organization, not the people that work for them, but like those, they don't stand on great values or what we think we get. We're not really getting good quality food, like for real.
Right.
Our food is banned in over 30 countries around the world. Our food.
I didn't even know that.
Even chicken.
That's crazy.
Right. I personally don't eat chicken,
but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, bro. It's just like, you really got, if it's, you want to get in this field, you really got to be, you got to really wake up and not just take everything as face value, because it's a lot of stuff that lie. Science is good, though. Like, if you want to get into science and you really like science and you are a nerd by choice, yes, it's a great thing to get into.
Right.
Because there's a lot of science you got to get through to actually get to nutrition if you're going the school route.
I feel you on that.
Because you got to pass. Like, I couldn't take my senior nutrition class without passing biochemistry. So, like.
Yeah. You got to learn about the body.
You have to. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know about their body. So.
Understandable.
Yeah.
What are the best resources that helped you along the way?
That's a great question. I feel like the best resources, that's hard. I definitely feel like documentaries.
Okay.
I really like to watch documentaries. Going to conferences where
right.
you find real Black leaders,
right
people who actually
seminars,
yeah,
things like that,
taking classes or
right.
even, you know, joining stuff like that. I feel like it's the best thing I could ever do. I learned more there than I ever did in a classroom when it comes to shit that really matters, that relate to life,
right? Because the people can actually, you know, take
who've been through the experience,
the education, mm-hmm. right, their experiences, and share it with you in a more educated, like,
mm-hmm.
understandable.
So definitely, yeah, going outside and still, like, if something don't sit right, dig deeper.
That's what I would say also for entrepreneurs as well, too, you know, up-and-coming ones. Like, these coaching events that, you know, different business coaches might have,
mm-hmm.
even though you got to pay the money, it's worth the investment, because
mm-hmm.
you're investing in yourself. That's the whole point of you paying that money anyway, for real.
Yeah.
So that way you can get that knowledge, compensate them for spending that time with you, and they actually do have, you know, one-on-one situations where they can explain more things to you. So
yeah.
You definitely got to, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that you
have. Yeah, for sure.
Who are three people that have been most influential in your life?
That is a great question. I feel like a lone wolf.
It's okay to be that, too.
I don't know. I really don't, because I feel like I'm alone most of the time. I feel like what I see myself at and where I'm going, I see, like I said, like some leaders, like Yakai Awaken, like Dr. Sabi, definitely. When I first was like waking up in a matrix, I want to say around like 2013, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first time I ever like saw Dr. Sabi. He was at Black and Nobel when it was on Broad and Erie,
mm-hmm.
before they moved to South Street. He came out. And he was like talking about how he cured AIDS and everything and stuff like that. He was plant-based. So like him, getting hooked onto him and like other people, I think, what was his name? Dr. Rashid something, the film creator of Hidden Colors.
You educating me now.
He had a lot of Black leaders, like underground people, like historians, nutritionists, doctors, like, even some artists, like musicians, was on there. Like I said, documentaries, like watching people and other people come together and give their knowledge, is like people I looked up to, because it's like you show me something that people I admired or went to for advice don't even know.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You put me onto the game.
Right.
So it was like I was able to put the ones I love onto it.
Right.
That's even though they might not join it, but they will learn it through me.
Right.
Sorry.
Nah, you're good.
But they're gonna learn it through me. So.
Nah, that's definitely good. That's
so,
how it's supposed to be. Pass it down.
Yeah.
What you call it? do you feel your dreams are what you envision for yourself, or just your goals that you want to accomplish right now?
No. I feel like...
Neither one.
No, because I feel like when I was a kid, I was growing up, I thought I always wanted to be a nurse or a doctor. Like, I was just like, you know, I'm gonna be a nurse, I'm gonna be a doctor. Like,
right, that's good dreams, though.
You know, when I was a kid, and right. Then like when I went to college, when I first started out, I started out as a biomedical engineer.
Okay.
I wasn't even into nutrition.
Mm,
you get what I'm saying? Right. So like, life and experience and just life happening, just what I signed up. What I signed up without knowing what I signed up for in my previous life, like, because I feel like we not from Earth. This is a made up realm, but that's another topic.
I feel you. I mean, shoot.
But yeah, I was just very blind to a lot of things, and I had to go through a lot of growth and experiences. So where I'm at and dreaming now, I never thought I would be vegan. I never thought I would want to buy land, grow my own food, teach people. But I always feel like, I always wanted to help people, of course, like doctors, nurses, we grow up, you know, they help people when they're sick and stuff, but
right. That
always stuck with me, like, helping others. Like, I don't see myself not helping people.
I feel like you just didn't envision it, but at the same time, you dreamt it. You just felt like the route that you thought was the right way isn't the right way.
No, because, like, when you a sheep, life is good.
Right.
Like, capitalism, everything, like the structure is
that's
set
what
up.
I'm saying. You thought it was right, but now you know it's not.
My dreams changed. So it wasn't, like I said, what I saw for myself, like I'm 29, I'll be 30 this year. What I saw myself at 30, I mean, I'm definitely established. Like, I live on my own, I have my own car. Like, you know, I'm well off.
Right.
But I didn't still envision this path. Like, this not was something I was, like, thinking. Like, I never thought about growing nothing before.
In certain senses, yeah, I can get it. Because for me, I didn't envision me to be right here. You know, certain aspects of my dream to be what it is. But it is what it is, and now we're here.
But
so.
Me finding the path, yes, I do have, like, dreams and goals that I'm definitely reaching. And if I feel like everything that I reach now, I definitely manifest it.
Right.
Because once you set your mind to it, you can do anything.
Right.
The only thing stopping you is you, right?
Exactly. So I would say, yeah, like, for me and you, yeah. Like, that's how I feel about the whole joint. Like,
yeah.
It's literally, like, maybe you didn't see everything that was going to happen the way it happened, but that's kind of the path that you envision yourself having. It was just learn some things where I'm right, and that made you.
Yeah, a lot of things.
That makes sense, though. Last thing, though. What's your thoughts on the collections that we worked on together and, you know, the apparel that we worked on?
I love it. Like, you know, when I post up my little stories, I'll be like, oh, look at me.
Right. I'll be like, yo, she really, like, indulged on it. Like, she got details about it. So I like that.
I love how breathable the clothing is. Like, going to the gym, like, the leggings, I didn't bring them, but the purple ones.
Right. The Art of Knowing joints.
Yes. Yeah. I really love those. And, like, they just fit really nice.
Right.
In the sense, like, all right, for a girl, sometimes, like, we get stuff that fit, but, like, it, like, compresses, like, our body. Like, I've gotten, like, I know I got a little butt, but, like, when you wear certain stuff, you don't have your butt no more. So, like, with those, I still have my shape, and it's breathable, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It still look pleasing to the eye, and it still make me think, like, you know, I got a BBL, and I know I don't have a BBL. Like, I'm like, okay, little booty. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely like the leggings, the sweatsuit, the shirt Izzy's wearing, that one, the drip joint.
Yeah.
I really like that one, too. Because it's like, people be like, oh, yeah, where you get that from? I'm like, oh, yeah, my homie, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, looking for my IG or something. Like, so I definitely love wearing it and people seeing it. I'm like, yeah, and it's black owned. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the whole point.
Yeah, but they were like, yeah, I fuck with that joint. I'm like, yeah, me too.
Right. Tell them, though.
And I put that joint on, and I try to sell dirty, but, like, if I'm just, like, not doing nothing, I'm running in and out of the house, I'll probably put that joint on 3 times a week for real. Like, just go out the crib just because I'm running errands. It's like, I know I got to clean underwear. I know I washed up. Like,
I don't
about no outfit. Like, I'm not materialistic like that, but somebody will be like, yeah, this bitch dirty, but, like, you know, like, yeah, but I really fuck with the material.
I appreciate it. Definitely.
I still gotta get into the crew neck, the crew sweatshirt, John. I got a cat, so he orange, so I try not to wear it because it's black.
Right.
But I fuck with the apparel, especially the joint with James Baldwin and Malcolm X and all them on there.
Yeah, like the history.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, yeah, I fuck with it. The message is like
exactly what we need.
Yeah, what we need is for you to wake up. And I feel like a lot of people don't. Like I said, when we go in school, we learn. Kids growing up, they don't learn. They don't learn James Baldwin though.
Right, or Nicki.
They don't even learn Malcolm X.
Yeah.
They only learn MLK.
Right. Or like the basis of these stories of their headlines. Like,
right. So.
Yeah, I get you. That's why like I put it together like that. Because, yeah, like, people don't even know Maya Angelou's whole story. Like, they just know the back end of her life when, you know, she was about to, you know, pretty much the back end of her career towards when she passed away.
Right.
So, like, I ain't even going to explain that. I want people to look for yourselves. That was the whole point of me making it.
Yeah.
But those people kind of sparked my knowledge on certain things, too, so that you know that I will, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I get you. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You know,
but, yeah, everybody make sure, you know, you subscribe, like this, you know, episode, and make sure you check out our other episodes as well. I appreciate you for watching, and keep visualizing your purpose.